The fearless pursuit of the truth. This is the Steve Gruber Show.
I got to be honest. I'm absolutely, my jaw is hanging open. And I've got to play this for you in its entirety now. I've had a chance to see the video with the images. I've been able to see the video as well as hear the audio. And I want to play this for you again. It's the Joe Biden introductory tape, if you will, announcing his candidacy for president of the United States, released about 15 minutes ago now. I just played it for you here to start the program. If you're just joining us, though, you have to hear this. It's absolutely shocking to me. I am absolutely floored and blown away that Joe Biden is opening his campaign with divisive, hateful rhetoric, showing video of Americans fighting Americans, throwing the race card as his first most important salvo into the 2020 campaign, sowing more division, more outrage, misquoting the president of the United States, lying about what happened in Charlottesville, Virginia. But I'm going to let you listen to it in its entirety, and we will talk about it on the back end. Alex, just go ahead and run it front to back.
Charlottesville, Virginia is home to the author of one of the great documents in human history. We know it by heart. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, endowed by their creator with certain inalienable rights. We've heard it so often, it's almost a cliche, but it's who we are. We haven't always lived up to these ideals. Jefferson himself didn't, but we have never before walked away from them. Charlottesville is also home to a defining moment for this nation in the last few years. It was there on August of 2017 we saw Klansmen and white supremacists and neo-Nazis come out in the open. Their crazed faces, illuminated by torches, veins bulging, and bearing the fangs of racism, chanting the same anti-Semitic bile heard across Europe in the 30s. And they were met by a courageous group of Americans, and a violent clash ensued. And a brave young woman lost her life. And that's when we heard the words of the President of the United States that stunned the world and shocked the conscience of this nation. He said there were, quote, some very fine people on both sides. Very fine people on both sides? With those words, the President of the United States assigned a moral equivalence between those spreading hate and those with the courage to stand against it. And in that moment, I knew the threat to this nation was unlike any I had ever seen in my lifetime. I wrote at the time that we're in the battle for the soul of this nation. Well, that's even more true today. We are in the battle for the soul of this nation. I believe history will look back on 4 years of this president and all he embraces as an aberrant moment. But if we give Donald Trump 8 years in the White House, he will forever and fundamentally alter the character of this nation, who we are. And I cannot stand by and watch that happen. The core values of this nation are standing in the world, our very democracy. Everything that has made America, America is at stake. That's why today I'm announcing my candidacy for president of the United States. Folks, America's an idea that's stronger than any army, bigger than any ocean, more powerful than any dictator or tyrant. It gives hope to the most desperate people on earth. It guarantees that everyone is treated with dignity and gives hate no safe harbor. It instills in every person in this country the belief that no matter where you start in life, there's nothing you can't achieve if you work at it. That's what we believe. And above all else, that's what's at stake in this election. We can't forget what happened in Charlottesville. Even more important, we have to remember who we are. This is America.
I find it absolutely shocking that Joe Biden opens his campaign with racism and division, showing Americans fighting Americans in the streets of Charlottesville, siding with Antifa, That's what he's done here, siding with Antifa. Good Lord. And to correct the big lie one more time, Donald Trump said, there are very fine people on both sides of this. He was talking about those that wanted to tear down the statues of Civil War figures, of Robert E. Lee and others. He was not discussing the Ku Klux Klan. He was not discussing white supremacists, who he openly disavowed and criticized. This is an absolute lie, one that's been regurgitated by the media. It's going to be a long, hateful 18 months. If this is the way Joe Biden's going to start, by spreading lies and showing images of Americans fighting Americans, racism and division, that is his opening salvo, folks. You've heard it here first. We are certainly in a battle for the soul of this nation. On that, I agree with Joe Biden. We are in a battle for the soul of this nation. And I wonder what's in his soul when he starts with sowing more seeds of division and showing images of people fighting in the streets of America. What's wrong with you? How embarrassing. I am shocked at what I have just heard and what I have just seen. Absolutely floored. It's 24 after. It's the Steve Gruber Show. Man, we're going to have a hard slog for the next 18 months. But I, for one, will roll up my sleeves. I'll be there. And I'm going to, you know, we're going to go forward and do this together. And we're going to sort out every candidate. And right now, as I told you, the morning consult poll puts Biden ahead by quite a significant margin over Bernie Sanders. Bernie, who had a terrible night last night, by the way, speaking to a big group and then starting to talk about his time with Martin Luther King. He got booed. So tough times for Bernie. You know, by comparison, what I just heard from Joe Biden, Bernie sounds pretty good. Hell, Mayor Pete sounds better compared to what I just heard. A guy that opens with racism and division and Americans fighting Americans. That's grotesque. That is grotesque what I just witnessed. Take a quick break, 25 after on this Thursday. Good to have you here. It's the Steve Gruber Show. We'll be right back.